Culture.
Book Review. Graphic Novels. Iran, Drawn. Woman, Life, Freedom by Marjan Satrapi.
Covering the melee of missiles exchanged between Iran and Israel in April, many newspapers, including this one, used a similar photograph. It was of a woman wearing a hijab and walking past a mural depicting Iranian rockets. The choice summed up the things for which Iran's thuggish theocracy is best known: saber-rattling and controlling women. These are also the two things that most enrage ordinary Iranians, who think that the money spent on rockets would be better used to shore up the country's crumbling economy. In 2022, women and men took to the streets after Mahsa Amini, a student who was picked up by religious police for wearing an ill-fitting hijab, was beaten until she fell into a coma and died. The widespread protests in response to her brutal treatment came to be called the Woman, Life, Freedom movement, a phrase that was chanted by protesters. The Kurdish Jin Jian Azadi was used by women in Turkey decades earlier. This is also the name of a new graphic novel conceived by Marjan Satrapi, best known for Persepolis, 2000, a memoir in graphic novel form that illustrated the oppression of Iran's regime. Nearly two dozen writers, academics, and artists contributed. The 25 short chapters in the collection document the protests and the context around them. The broader aim is to introduce outsiders to the human side of Iran and to change perceptions of the country and its people. But the book is also designed to assure Iranians that they are not alone. A version in Persian has been put online and made available free. Woman, Life, Freedom offers an engrossing portrait of a population held back by restrictive leaders. There are iron-willed protesters who take to the streets despite the threat of arrest and beatings. But there are also everyday acts of resistance, from sharing a post on Instagram to going for a run or owning a dog, which some conservative lawmakers call morally depraved. Overt defiance is not the only story. One chapter revolves around a young woman grappling with whether to sign a forced confession to enable her release from prison. The government's economic mismanagement, pampered princelings, and censorship are also criticized. One panel depicts an official demanding the deletion of a downright immoral scene on TV of a woman eating a cucumber. Ridicule remains a potent weapon against oppression. The illustration would be comical were it not so disheartening. The subject of women's treatment feels especially timely, given recent crackdowns by the morality police. The last chapter, which features a conversation between a few contributors, serves as a warning, both to outsiders and to the government. The only thing that could strengthen the regime today would be if another country were to attack Iran, says Farid Vahid, an Iranian political scientist. But this regime will fail, replies Ms. Satrapi. Some things can't be held back. So, she hopes.